A businessman, Eric Kofi Kwakye Dafoe, has won the Nkoko parliamentary primaries on the ticket of the MPP to represent the party in the 2012 elections. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Dafoe promised to bring the losing candidates together to pursue the development of Nkoko.
It was by the grace of God and also by my long and very strong association with the rank and file of the party.
You won by 191 votes to beat the incumbent MP Seth Ajayi. He was independent. How are you going to ensure that you use your victory to unite the rank and file of the party?
I've already started. Unity is crucial. Yesterday, I started by visiting all the ashrams. I couldn't get Seth Ajayi because unfortunately, he had gotten back to Accra. But I've gone to Okeche Dusa, I've gone to Toya Joyce, Fuku Boateng, I've gone to Kwabena Okechiri, and Vida too had gone to Koforidua when I went to her. So I'm starting with unity to unite the aspirants and their supporters. And by that, I hope to bring the party to one table to sit down and plan well for the elections ahead of us.
But Mr. Okechiri Edusa, who is a former MP for the area, had 186 votes, which means you beat him by only 5 votes. And yeah, the sitting MP, Mr. Seth Ajayi, had only 26 of the votes. Now, let's look at these statistics. 186-25. Don't you think Mr. Okechiri Edusa must be peeved again? 25 votes for Mr. Seth Ajayi. Don't you think once again that there will be some sort of pain in him, which will make it impossible for the two of them to throw their support solidly behind you?
Well, it shouldn't be a difficulty, because the delegates decided to vote that way. And in competitions such as this, there will definitely be pain for those who lose. And for those of us who were lucky to win, it is said that you must be magnanimous in victory. So I think it must play out. People will be pained, others will enjoy. But we need to come together to face the reality on the ground, and that is the elections ahead of us.
Nkoko has been one of the safest seats for the MPP, but you'd agree that it still lacks behind in development. How are you going to ensure that the people of Nkoko get the benefits of your victory?
Well, I don't think there is any magic to be performed. We will have to rely on the central government. The whole of Ghana lacks a lot of development, infrastructure-wise. Everything has lagged behind. So I believe we are going to dovetail our demands into the manifesto of Nana Addankwa Akufo-Addo. And I believe with the whole of Ghana rallying behind him, we will get our fair share.
Parliamentary candidate of the MPP for the Nkoko constituency, Eric Kofi Kwakye Dafoe.